From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. The Trump administration plans to announce Friday what is being billed as the largest package of sanctions yet against North Korea. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
North Korea sending its own troop of high-level delegates, including a sanctioned Pyongyang official. Kim Yong-chol, vice president of the North's ruling Workers' Party, was blamed for a 2010 sinking of a South Korean ship that killed 46 sailors. The visit has sparked outrage in South Korea, but Seoul officials insist it's part of a process for peace.
Pyeongchang Dongge Olympic.
We believe their participation in the closing ceremony will help improve relations between South and North Korea and help bring peace to the peninsula, including the North's denuclearization.
While Pence's office says North Korea walked away from a meeting with this delegation earlier this month, South Korea says this time there are no meetings planned between the U.S. and the North.
The United Nations Atomic Agency has concluded that Iran is continuing to restrict its nuclear program in compliance with the 2015 International Accord aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear weapons development. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley says the international community has several ongoing problems not limited to Iran.
The problem at the UN, though, is that for every North Korea where we've had effective multilateral action, there's a Syria where the Security Council has been unable to condemn the gassing of children thanks to one country, Russia. That is where idealism runs into the brick wall of realism. There are many countries at the UN, including some of the most powerful ones, who simply do not share our values. They don't share our commitment to freedom and democracy and human rights.
This is VOA News. Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential elections, has filed additional criminal charges against President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, and campaign aide Richard Gates. The 32-count indictment adds allegations of tax evasion and bank fraud to previous charges of money laundering and failure to register as foreign agents tied to work they did for pro-Russian politicians in Ukraine. U.S. President Donald Trump has spoken for the second day in a row about what steps he believes should be taken to help prevent violence and mass shootings like the one that took place at Florida High School last week. He continues to advocate for arming teachers, saying schools can't hire enough security.
This would only be obviously for people that are very adept at handling a gun. And it would be, it's called concealed carry, where a teacher would have a concealed gun on them.
In the wake of last week's school shootings, some victims and gun rights activists have called for a ban on semi-automatic rifles such as AR-15s, which was used in the Florida shooting. Russia has objected to a draft UN resolution intended to implement a 30-day pause in fighting across Syria and lift the siege on the town of Eastern Ghouta. At a Security Council meeting that Moscow requested, its ambassador dismissed as not possible the proposed ceasefire and accompanying aid deliveries, along with large-scale medical evacuations. In Geneva, the UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, told the Reuters news agency that he hopes the Security Council will approve the proposed ceasefire, saying there's no alternative to halting the fighting and allowing humanitarian access.
Bottom line, if we have learned something from Aleppo, time to actually avoid all this and going on in this type of form of tit for tat in an increasing incremental militarization of the conflict in Eastern Ghouta, where civilians are suffering.
Anger and concern grows among a group of parents in northern Nigeria who say as many as 100 of their daughters are still missing after an attack by the Boko Haram militants. Government officials in Yobe say that 50 girls remain unaccounted for in the Monday evening attack in Dapchi village. There have been conflicting reports over the number of girls accounted for and how many remain missing. The U.S. Department of Justice wants to strip naturalized citizenship from five men who allegedly lied about sexually abusing children during their interviews and in paperwork. Two of the defendants are from Mexico. The other three are from Colombia, Ghana, and Philippines. All five pleaded guilty to charges of sexually abusing children either before or during their naturalization process. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.